track 14, relaxation exercises. On the last track, we discussed four aspects of exercise and diet to help reduce the severity of panic attacks. We went over the benefits of exercise, aerobic exercise, non-aerobic exercise, and diet tips. As you know, breathing exercises have the unique characteristic of quickly and efficiently relaxing a person without making them drowsy. Through these exercises, clients can quickly and painlessly energize themselves to take on the rest of the day. On this track, we will present five breathing exercises that you might consider teaching or recording for your anxious clients, which are 1 to 8 count, 1 to 4 count, 5 to 1 count, 3-part breathing, and alternate nostril breathing. First, we will present the 1 to 8 count. I recorded the following exercise for my clients. Take a deep, slow breath and close your eyes. Exhale fully and completely, making sure to get the last bit of air out of your lungs. Breathe in again. As you inhale, try to see the number 1 in your mind. At the same time, focus on the inhalation. Hold your breath for 3 seconds. Exhale. And as you breathe out the air fully and completely, mentally say 2 and visualize the number 2 in your mind. Breathe in again and mentally say 3, focusing on the number 3 and the inhalation. Hold your breath for 3 seconds. Exhale fully and completely while mentally visualizing and saying 4. Inhale saying 5. Exhale saying 6. Remember to visualize the number and focus on the inhalation. Inhale counting 7. And exhale, counting 8. Repeat the entire sequence from 1 to 8. Slowly open your eyes. After completing this breathing exercise, do you feel calmer? Did you have any difficulty visualizing the numbers? Were you able to focus on the inhalation? Did you finish the exercise? Next, we'll move on to the 1 to 4 count. This one is a little shorter and is ideal for clients who do not have enough time to complete very long exercises. Take a deep, full breath. Exhale fully and completely. Inhale again and mentally count from 1 to 4. Hold your breath and again count from 1 to 4. Slowly count from 1 to 8 while exhaling fully and completely. Repeat the sequence 4 times. After completing this breathing exercise, did you run out of breath before reaching number 8 while exhaling? In addition to the 1 to 8 and the 1 to 4 counts, the third breathing exercise we will suggest is the 5 to 1 count. Say the number 5 to yourself, and as you focus on the number, take a deep, slow breath. Exhale fully and completely, making sure to get the last bit of air out of your lungs. Mentally count 4 and inhale. As you begin the exhalation, tell yourself, I am more relaxed now than I was at number 5. Be sure not to rush the thought. Inhale, mentally counting 3. Tell yourself, I am more relaxed now than I was at number 4. As you exhale fully and completely, count number 2 and then number 1. Mentally repeating the phrase, I am more relaxed now than I was at number 2. Allow yourself to feel the deepening relaxation. As you approach number 1, you should feel calmer and more relaxed. After having completed these three breathing exercises, the 1 to 8, 1 to 4, and 5 to 1 counts, did you feel relieved of any tension? The fourth breathing exercise I record for my clients is the 3-part breathing exercise. Take a deep, diaphragmatic breath. Imagine that your lungs are divided into 3 parts. Visualize the lowest part of your lungs filling with air. Use only your diaphragm. Your chest should remain relatively still. Imagine the middle part of your lungs filling. And as you visualize the expansion, allow your rib cage to move slightly forward. Visualize the upper part filling with air and your lungs becoming completely full. Your shoulders will rise slightly and move backwards. Exhale fully and completely. As you empty your upper lungs, drop your shoulders slightly. Visualize the air leaving the middle portion of your lungs and feel your rib cage contract. Pull in your abdomen to force out the last bit of air from the bottom of your lungs. Repeat the exercise 4 times. After completing this breathing exercise, did you have any trouble visualizing your lungs expanding and contracting? Were you able to complete the inhaling visualization before you started to exhale? In addition to the 1-8, 1-4, and 5-1 counts, and the 3-part breathing exercises, we will move on to the 5th and last breathing exercise, alternate nostril breathing. Although it may sound unusual, many clients have reported that it is as effective, if not more effective, than the previous 4. Place your right finger over your right nostril, pressing slightly to close off the nostril. Take a deep, full breath, inhaling with your left nostril. Visualize your lungs filling fully and expanding completely. Remove your finger from the right nostril and lightly close off the left nostril. Exhale slowly through the now open right nostril. Be certain to exhale fully and completely. Inhale through the right nostril. Close off the right nostril and exhale fully and completely through the left nostril. Repeat slowly and rhythmically for 10 more breaths. After having completed all 5 breathing exercises, the 1-8, 1-4, and 5-1 counts, the 3-part breathing, and the alternate nostril breathing exercises, which one left you feeling the most relaxed? On this track, we presented 5 breathing exercises that you might consider teaching or recording for your anxious clients, which are the 1-8 count, 1-4 count, 5-1 count, 3-part breathing, and alternate nostril breathing. Question 14. What are 5 breathing techniques that help clients reduce stress? This CD has covered such topics as manifestations of anxiety, gradations of anxiety intensity, identifying panic disorder in clients, unrelated conditions and symptoms connected to panic disorder, depression, simple phobias, substance abuse, obsessive-compulsive disorder, social avoidant behaviors, agoraphobia in childhood, panic disorder, travel anxiety and panic disorder, exercise and diet, and relaxation exercises. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you.